USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression, and Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans the only thing to fear was fear itself. And because of government errors and the particular way the Labor Department measures the job market, the true picture might be even worse. By some calculations, the unemployment rate stands as high as 23.6%, not far from the Depression peak of 25%. The Labor Department said that 20.5 million jobs vanished in April, the worst monthly loss in history, triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns of factories, stores, offices, and other businesses. On Wall Street, stocks actually pushed higher as investors realized the numbers were not quite as bad as originally predicted. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some are describing the U.S. economy as the biggest crisis in almost a century, and John Clements is here to report.
Pandemic has created the biggest jobless figure to a post-World War II high of 14.7%, as 20.5 million jobs were lost in the month of April. Larry Kudlow, director of the White House National Economic Council, said there may be a light at the end of the tunnel.
About three-quarters of the job loss were from temporary layoffs. It doesn't lessen the hardship.
The current unemployment rate of 14.7% is being compared to the 3.5% rate only 2 months ago. Over the last 7 weeks since the coronavirus struck, more than 33 million Americans have applied for unemployment.
Tens of thousands of crew members have been trapped for weeks above dozens of cruise ships around the world, long after governments and cruise lines negotiated their passengers' disembarkation. Some have gotten ill and died, and others have survived, but now are no longer getting paid for their jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Add the Miss America pageant to the list of events canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Miss America organization announced that a competition will not be held this year. The pageant will resume next year, which will be its 100th anniversary. The most recent Miss America, Camille Schrier of Virginia, was crowned in December. A location for the 2020 pageant had not yet been announced. Its longtime home had been Atlantic City, aside from brief detours to Las Vegas. Turkey reported 48 new deaths from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, the lowest number of daily fatalities in that country in more than a month. The country's death toll now stands at 3,689. The health minister announced 1,848 more confirmed cases, bringing the total number of infections to 135,569, with at least 86,396 patients have recovered. Another victim to coronavirus, Sweet Tomatoes, also known as Soup Plantation, is closing all of its restaurants permanently, according to the San Diego Tribune. The self-service eatery will close all 97 restaurants around the U.S. San Diego-based Garden Fresh Restaurants, which owns Sweet Tomatoes, has been trying to salvage their operations, but the pandemic took its toll on the buffet-style eatery as the FDA put out recommendations to discontinue this style of serving. Sweet Tomatoes opened its first store in Florida in 1990. This is USA Radio News.